Okay, let's begin. We're up to Simin Membeis Halacha Beis. It's on page Reish Lamed Aleph. Reish Lamed Aleph, Simin Membeis Halacha Beis.
A lot of these things, are they health practices? Or?
Some are not. Some are Kabbalah, some are health, some are Derech Eretz, some are Derech Eretz, some are Halacha, and some are Inyani Kabbalah. And some are just good practice, exactly. Derech Eretz. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is a mix of a lot of different things. Like, let's see. Halacha Beis. Lo yochel adam lo yishtet derech ra'av ton. These are lighter halachas. These are like what we had the hanhagas to guard yourself from shmiras haguf. Similar ideas. Lo yochel adam pershnadi lo yishtet derech ra'av tonus. In a state of hunger, don't eat. Don't show that you're famished. Lo yoichal mumad, a person. This is the point of halacha. Lo yoichal mumad, v'lo yishtet mumad, a person should not eat standing and should not drink standing. Now, what about this? Is a very interesting halacha. He brings down here. What about where did I see this? Yeah, here it is over here. Kiddush Friday night, and every different people have different customs as to standing and sitting during Kiddush and Havdalah. I'm just curious, how many people here stand for Kiddush? Wow, a lot of people stand for Kiddush. So do I. Chassidim. So anyone who's standing this comes from Chassidim, no?
When you drink, you sit.
They sit
for the entire kiddush.
Litvaks. The real Litvaks sit. The real Litvaks. What? Yeah, he's supposed to sit.
Yeah.
He's supposed to sit for kiddush. Okay, but this is one of the differences. Somehow everyone's all mixed up. Everyone gets all mixed up. But generally, I grew up standing. My father stood. I have no doubt that my mother's father certainly sat.
The brisket is always sitting
down. Of course. The brisket is sitting. Of course. But generally speaking, Hasidim stand, and the Litvaks, the Misnagdim, they sit.
But they sit to drink.
Point. Even though that's the very important halacha, even those who stand for Kiddush, you are supposed to sit when you drink. Many people are not Israel in this. You see, they go to your house, they make Kiddush, they stand and then they drink. They drink it while they never sit down. The first time they sit down is when they after they wash and they sit for Hamoitzi. That's incorrect. Person is supposed to sit down before he drinks the Koshal Bracha, even if he makes Kiddush when he is standing. And that's what it says here. I'll read you what it says here in the Piskei Tshuvas. He brings out from the Ben Ishchai. You see people always, they drink when they're standing. People always running around, especially in this society, everyone's on the train when the weather is a little bit nicer, everyone is always walking around with cups of water, cups of coffee. It's a good thing not to do this. Who says the Magen Avram, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, and Simin.
This is very funny.
In Shul, the Mik of Dalai.
Why?
He says the Ben Ishchai stood.
The Lamed Zuchus.
You're talking about a Western culture, you're talking about a Eastern.
No, he's talking about two different concepts. He's talking about generally during the week, during the week, when people are walking around in the streets. But Kiddush, even the Ben Ishchai, I'm assuming, the Ben Ishchai, it's a Koshal Bracha. It's a different type of kais. One thing, you walk around, you're thirsty, you're drinking on the street. But when you're making Kiddush and you're drinking a kaisal bracha, upon which you say Kiddush, that already is a different madrega. And even l'chor, the Ben Yishchai would admit you to sit down when you drink that.
The word ulam is very funny.
Okay, you're right. It's a big mishmash.
We have a mishmash here between the Hungarian.
Okay.
And the Lutheran.
Okay. All right, okay. But yeah.
Also, I think another factor is, I know historically, large shuls, the shamus or the gabbai, would always make Kiddush Friday night.
Would he sit?
And he would always stand.
You're making a very good point. That's how I remember it as well. Now that I think of it, that's exactly. That's right. That's a very good point. I don't know the answer.
Very simple answer, because he wants it. He's doing it for everybody.
So
he has to be up, and so that everybody sees him. When you have a crowd and you're sitting there, nobody knows.
They still see.
You make Kiddush standing, and then they never sit down.
There's no chairs.
Why there are no chairs in shul? Friday night. Oh, they stand on the beam or they stand on the platform. So bring a chair up there.
He gives it to the kids to drink.
Okay, the kids drink. Oh, that's right. The kids are drinking it. That's right. The kids drink it. That's right. The kids. That's right. That's why he's not drinking it. The children drink it. Okay, I don't know the answer. You make a good point. I don't know the answer. Fine. Let's go further. Your person's table should be clean. Even if it's a yidin table, which is not so choshev, the table should be clean and nakel. We learned yesterday because the shulchan, the person shulchan, is saying the mizbeach, and the mizbeach in the morning there is haitzoas hadeshen. After they do the dishon, yeah. It's not right. Everyone's standing and eating. It's not ideal.
They have these little tables.
Yes.
They don't have seats in many of these places.
That's right. It's not ideal. You go to a standing kiddush.
You go to a standing kiddush.
The room is a small room. There's only room to stand. So it's not the ideal thing to do. Okay, so the Ben Yishchai is Mlamet Tzchus. This is society today. Society has changed. Like I told you, I went to my cousin's installation at the Sheiris Yisrael, Spanish-Portuguese synagogue. So it was supposed to be a reception. So there was a champagne. What's the reception?
Champagne.
There were no chairs in the room. There wasn't one chair in the room. Champagne. You stand and you drink champagne. Okay, that's society. I don't know more. Let's go further. A person should not, it's not min hanimus, it's not their chayetz, hold a large piece of bread and eat from it. You don't take a piece of bread, a large chunk, and eat from it. That's not their chayetz. You should eat small pieces. Do not hold it in one hand. That's also not min hanimus, to hold in one hand and take piece from the other hand. To break off pieces. It's not also to take food and break apart and eat. The best thing is to use utensils. I guess it depends on what on the different styles of it. How do you eat a piece of pizza? Eat a piece of pizza. You never saw so many pieces with a fork and knife.
Some do.
Some.
My son was in the sixth grade, and they told him you have to eat pizza, cut it up with a
fork and knife.
Yeah. Where they don't have,
and in seventh grade, what do they do? All right. Listen, I don't know. A lot of these things depend on the times. If it's acceptable, it's normal. It's normal. Look, I remember made an impression when I was in eighth grade. Our Rebbe told us that he remembers. For us, pizza was bread and butter. But he says he remembers years ago when they opened up the first pizza store in Borough Park. First, it was such a chiddush. It was such a sensation. A pizza store. So in those days, they'd have all the bracha books. They didn't know what bracha to make on pizza. Make a mizonos. Do you have to wash? Hamotzi. Yeah, what's those? So they asked one of the old European rebbeim, what bracha do you make on pizza? So I said, what's pizza? What is this? Maze? What's pizza?
It's called Kaira. Like that, yeah.
Yeah?
Not a lot of pizza.
Sushi, right?
Like sushi.
Sushi, right? Sushi.
This
is all new. So he asked him, what's pizza? What's pizza? So they told him, well, it's like a bread, and then there's this cheese and tomato sauce and some other things, onions. So he said to us, this, they were describing to the Rebbe pizza, asking him, seriously, what bracha do you make? So he said to them, you eat something like this? He says, it's mos. A Yiddish, a mensch, a Yid eats a food like this? It made an impression on this. This is many years ago, the way he described this conversation. Okay. That's right. So you hold a sandwich. This is the way it's done. This, obviously, there's nothing wrong with doing it. It's just referring to when it's not... we have to go back to the times when this was written.
When in England, by the queen, they eat the way the queen does.
Okay, I don't know. A lot of these things were, many of these things were not nizer. We're not nizer in these things because we have a different style of eating. Don't drink a cup of wine in one shot. It's not their inheritance to take a cup of wine and drink it down in one shot. You take sips. Supposed to take 2-3 sips, as says over here. The imshas saharis are going to be shtei pam zeh derecheres to drink a cup of wine in 2 shots. That's derecheres. Uvishalosh pam haris migas se horuach to take 3 sips. That appears to be gaiva, arrogance. Im lo kishu kais gadol b'yos, unless a very large cup, then yachol l'shtoisa afilu b'kam pam. V'chein kais katan me'od yachol l'shtoisa b'hamach. It's a very small cup. You can drink in one shot. It's all relative. It's all gzuntad to what is perceived as being normal, good manners. It's all relative. Next, gimel lo yishach prusav yenichen al gabi hashulchan. It's not their heritage; it's just their heritage to take a bite out of a piece of food and put the piece of food on the table. Everyone can see your bite marks on the piece. It's disgusting. Or to give it to your friend, you take a bite, here, you can have the rest. Take a Danish. It's disgusting. These are simple things, or to put it back on the plate. Be sensitive to something which is most to your friend. A person should not drink from a cup and eat in l'chaveiro. It's also, don't take a sip and then give your friend a drink because the germs, it's disgusting. Before you, you should pour off before you drink. You should not.
Shirayim.
So if that's what's acceptable, if that's what the Hasidim like, some Hasidim will only take from a cup which has the saliva of the Rebbe. They believe that saliva is going to bring them a Yeshua. I don't know. People have all these type of beliefs. If that's what it is, that's what it is. I don't know. It's not proper to drink from a cup which your friend has drunk from. It's not healthy, obviously. And don't force it upon. It's not, this happens. You go to someone's house and they drink from the cup, and the family, you know, the family. So it's all the same family. So they're not the husband, wife. They're not nizer if they one sips from the same cup of wine. So that's good for you and your wife and your children, but it's not good for me. And if you had a family setting where everyone in the family is drinking from the same cup, and then they pass you the cup. Don't embarrass. Sometimes you'll feel pressure. You'll be embarrassed. You'll do it, and that's not the right thing. Don't put people pressure.
You make a bracha and then you pour off.
That's proper. No, it's not hefsek. You make a bracha, and then before you drink from the cup of wine, you pour off. That's not because you're pouring off for the purpose. Other people also can be yotzei. The amen that they answer should go on the bracha. So it's for a purpose. So it's not considered a hefsek. In fact, that's how it's ideal. That's the proper thing to do. It's about interesting. But I used to daven in yeshiva. I still do sometimes on a Shabbos. So there, the custom is on Shabbos morning, one person makes kiddush. Many shuls, one person makes kiddush. Baruch Atah Hashem Kein Melchulam Baruch Priya Gofen. Amen. And everyone takes from everyone in the zonos. So one thing in shul. Okay, that's how it's done. But in yeshiva, you think there'd be higher standards, and everyone, it's the brichas hanenin. Everyone should also be toyim from the koyshel bracha. So no, in the yeshivas that I've gone to, they don't do so. Someone told me he went to Lakewood. It was also the same yeshivas that I went to. Then he went to Lakewood on Rosh Hashanah, and they made kiddush before tekiyas, and they Baruch Priya Gofen. And the minig there is every single person also drinks yayin. Drinks grape juice, so that when they answer amen, the amen that they make should be chal on.
From the one kais, or they have a several.
Some do, some don't. Where it's possible,
it's today a chassidish yeshiva.
Okay, let's not get into politics. Let's not get into politics. But it's obviously it's a hider to drink from the koyshel bracha. It's a hider. It's definitely a preferred thing to do. And if you, in order not to contaminate someone with your germs, obviously when you finish making the bracha, you should pour off from your koyshel bracha into another cup so everyone can drink from the koyshel bracha.
But it's not enough. Can you refill?
Yes, absolutely. You don't have to give that. You can take directly from the bottle of wine. That's also fine.
Before you drank.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They can drink. They can drink before you drink. They can drink before you drink. Once the bracha has been said, and they have answered amen, there's nothing is holding them back from immediately drinking, even before the balabai is the chance to drink.
They can drink it even at the end of the suda. Kosher bracha doesn't mean you have to drink it right now.
For example, they'll take the bottle that they make kiddush and put a drop in, and
they'll take the bottle home as a bracha for the family.
Okay,
could
be.
But you can't talk.
No, definitely not. You're not allowed to talk. Between the amen and the drinking, it's also talk. If you talk, you have to make a new bracha.
But here's his question. You could be technically have to be silent for a minute or two.
Yeah. Right. As long as you're being silent for a reason, you're not just you're not being idle for no reason. You're being silent because you're waiting for the wine to reach you. It's perfectly fine. Next, lo yehe adam kapton bisudoso, don't be impatient. If you're impatient, you make everyone uncomfortable, and then no one can enjoy the meal. If you are angry, impatient, then everyone is uncomfortable, and they're going to be afraid to eat. Hey, ein masichin.
No.
What?
Neat freak.
Neat freak?
Yeah, somebody who. Doesn't like
everything has to be perfectly neat. You ruin the ambiance for everyone when you are don't have good manners, good table manners. Hey, ein mesichim besuda afilu b'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to talk. It's a sakana to talk even at the divrei Torah. But ne'as sakana shemiyaktim kana levesh, because you may tilt to the right. If you tilt to the right, then the food may go down the wrong pipe. V'afilu misha nis'atesh, a person sneezes, do not answer gesundheit. Also lo malo osusa avol shelo b'shas achilas mitzvah lo b'elash achila mitzvah lo malo shulchan divrei Torah. When you're not eating, you're waiting for the next course to be served. It's a mitzvah to speak divrei Torah. V'yesh lizor b'zeh ma'od, it's something important not to talk. Both, you should be learning this very much, not to talk when you're eating and to say divrei Torah when you're not eating. Now listen to this. This is during the week. This is not on Shabbos. After you eat the Pusa Motzi, to say Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roy LeYachsar Shehu Torah V'Gam Tefila Al Mizaynei. So this Mizmor is ideal. That's why you say it on Shabbos. Some say on Shabbos 3 times, 7 times, all different Minhagim. This Mizmor has, it is a Tefila. It references Hashem Roihi LeYachsar. Hashem is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. Hashem will always protect me. So it is a prayer. But it's also Divrei Torah. Also, there's what to learn from this mizmor, so you get both in. Lachmar su lemegim loymar b'chol al naharoy spavel a zecher for the churban beis hamigdash. V'goymer uveshabbos v'yomta v'chol yom shein loymer marem tachlon loymer shemales b'shav Hashem. When Hashem will restore Tzion, will come back to Yerushalayim. It's a more positive mizmor. V'goymer shloymer al shulchan mitoch hasefet tzoch lashkech mod ki shkech liyos abstrem tayolam ketanim v'yuchal olav olidei iser chas v'sham bugs. Make sure there are no bugs in your sun which fall into your food. Make sure there are no bugs in your water. Make sure there's no bug in the water. So what? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. To say Shavas and Al Naras Bavel. It's not a din saying only making a mezumin. Ideally, you should say Al Naras Bavel, even be Chidus. In Yechidus during absolutely, as well, absolutely. It's not the Ikar. Person is pressed for time. Don't lose sight of the Ikar. The Ikar is the first bracha is the Ikar. Then come the second two brachas. Then if you have more time, you say all the harachamans. And then if you have even more time, it's ideal to say al hanaras bavel shir hamalas. Shnayim sheyeshrim al shulchan afilu kolechad ka'ara shloy lufanav ay b'minei peros sheyesh lecholechad chalke lufanav mikol makim hagod. Which I don't think was from Israel. A person who eats first. Some people are very makbid that they will not eat when they're being served at a meal, and they until the whole family is served. The host will not eat until all the guests, everyone also has food in front of them, because that's where it comes from, this idea. Certainly a guest should not eat until the host is served. A person puts out his hand to take food before the host or someone who is older, someone that is more important, eats. This person is a fresser, a gargaron, a zion, for lack of a better word. Who has a better translation for gargaron? A gargaron. I don't have a good word for it. Zion. Two people that are eating from one plate. The hivsik, echad, a glutton. Okay, good. A glutton. Good.
The word fresed in German.
Yeah.
Only for eating animals. Vegan is essen.
Essen. Essen. Okay. Next, shnayim sheoichlem mitoich ka'or achas. Okay, two people eating from one plate, one dish. The hivsik echa melechol kedei lishtois oy lasois ezer davakotan derech eretz ushagama sheni yamtin alof. Okay, these are just table manners. Then the person that is eating from the same plate should wait until the other person finishes doing what he needs to do.
That's so only with two people. That's
two people eating from one plate. Avlim hema shloisha ein hashnayim poiskim shlo echad. It's not derech eretz for one person to hold up two people. Next, ches oise adam tzrach bepas. A person can use bread for other things. And it gives examples. V'hani mule deloy mamis bay. Provided that the bread does not become disgusting. You want to use the bread as a placeholder. Right? You have a piece of bread, and you're learning a sefer. You want to go out. You want to use the bread as a placeholder. So you close the sefer on the piece of bread. Is that derech eretz to use bread for your needs? Now, of course, we're not dealing with a situation when you care about chametz. Is that permitted? The answer is it's permitted. As long as you're not nevazeh the food. One more time. Osa adam tzeracha v'pas. You can use bread for your needs as a paperweight or as a placeholder. V'hani mili, deloy mamis bay. The bread does not become disgusting through its use. Avol midi de me mais bay. Lo, but if the bread is going to become unusable, it's going to become disgusting, it's forbidden. Hilgadi for ein semchon boya asakara. For example, don't use bread to support a broken pot. You have a pot, a dish, and one of the legs is broken. You want to put in the place of the leg a piece of bread. That's forbidden. But if it's mileya, davar shem yipol ala pasi mois, and ain't some boy because we're afraid that somebody's going to spill on it. Since it's supporting the bread, the pot may crack, and the liquid in the pot will make the bread unusable.
I think it means overflow.
It'll overflow, and it's going to make the bread unusable. Because if the pot is full, because if the pot overflows, the bread is going to become unusable. When a person eats a dish with a piece of bread, and you're using the bread as a spoon, don't just use the bread as a means, as a utensil to get to the part of food which you like. In other words, I want to eat a certain piece of meat, the meat is too hot, I don't have a fork and knife, so I'm going to use bread as a means of picking up the bread to put in my mouth. You're using bread for your personal needs. If you're going to also swallow the bread, you're going to take a piece of the bread, you're going to swallow as you eat the piece of meat, then you're going to also use the remainder of the bread later on. That's fine, because you can eat the bread. But if you're not planning on eating the bread because you don't want to eat the bread, it's not, you don't like the bread, or you don't want to eat bread, you just want to eat the meat, and you're using the bread as a means of handling the meat, that is forbidden. That violates the rule of being oise adam tzrach b'pas in a situation where the bread is going to become lost and unusable and will go in the garbage. So that would be forbidden. Test. Also, lizrek pas. You're not ever allowed to throw bread. Even where it does not become disgusting. This we know is one of the midrashim. They teach children in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, during the 7 years of famine, before the famine began, the Egyptians had so much bread, they would throw. The reason why there was a famine in Egypt was because they would throw bread. They would use it as a ball, as a game. They would throw bread around, and Hashem was not pleased that people were throwing bread around. That's why he brought upon them 7 years of famine. Also, lishak pasaf il bokam shen nemeses ki azrika he bizoyin who shor bin machalim nemosim al yedei azrika also luzorkanim. They're going there disgusting. So bread is the exception. Bread you're never allowed to throw, even if it's packaged and it's not going to get damaged. When it comes to other candies and wrappers, if it's not going to get ruined, so you're allowed to throw across the room a candy to your friend, right? That's why you're allowed to throw at an ofrof and a bar mitzvah. You're allowed to throw. How are you allowed to do it? It's throwing food. It's forbidden. The answer is the only thing you're allowed to throw is bread. You are allowed to throw candy as long as the candy is in a wrapper. And it's not going to get. It's not going to get ruined. Avlim enam nimosim goin agoyzim nuts uchadoyim emuter lo yeshev al sak sheish by perishinim osim al dekach. Don't sit on a basket of fruit. By sitting on the fruit, you're going to cause it to get squashed. These are similar halachas. You're not allowed to wash your hands with wine. Now, we're not talking about netilas yodayim. That, of course, netilas yodayim requires water. We're talking about cleanliness. Person comes out of the Beis HaKisei, so there the issue is not necessarily water. It's ideal to use water. You also take off a certain tumah, but the main thing is cleanliness. And you don't have available water. You don't have Purell. So what's the next best thing? I'll go and take out $100 bottle of wine. And I'll use it to clean my hands. Nope, that's a bizoyon. A noilim es hayadayim b'yayin oy b'shar mashka mishum bizoyon. Kishiroya eiz oichel munach alaretz. When you see food on the floor, this is something very important. Yitzarech lehagbiya. It's a bizoyon. What? No, yayin asa b'hana. Yayin nesech is asa b'hana. You're having pleasure. You're cleaning your hands. Certainly forbidden. Next. Stam yeinois Stam yeinois is not asa b'hana. Why? Stam is okay. Stam yayin is not asa b'hana. Stam the yayin nesech. If a goy touched one, it's not in stam yayin. It's yayin nesech. That's already yayin nesech. Once if it's not cooked, if a goy does not, if it's not, what do we call? We call it. We don't call yayin nesech. If the wine is not cooked and the goy touches the wine, it's it. It's over.
That's
the
shaking.
The wine not, even touched. Does the halacha doesn't change? It's minig avoseinu biyodeinu. It's true. They don't have no intent, but the halacha doesn't change. If a guy touches a bottle of wine that's open, that's not sealed, it's not mavushal, it's over. It's over. After it, what?
If the guy presses it, even though it's mavushal afterwards, it's still nesa.
If the guy pressed it, that's right, finished. If the guy presses it, that's yai nesa. They don't let the guy touch it. That's okay. Okay, let's go further. Ein etzarech. Another halacha, food that's fit for human beings, you're not allowed to give to animals because of bizui oichlan. Yud im tzarich lasas ezer refuah bepas b'shor devar machol aval pi shenimos bekach mutar. That's pashut. If you need it for refuah, that is the exception. Yud aleph yizor meod b'peirurin shelo yizrikem b'kasha lanios el yikamsim yidneim l'oifas crumbs. You should not let crumbs fall on the floor when the meal is over, even if it's outside, especially on a patio, you're outdoors, this way it's not here in the house, because you don't want to make the floor dirty, or you're going to make the floor dirty, you plate on sweeping up, it's still not proper to go and to push all the crumbs onto the floor, and certainly when it's outdoors, you have to be careful not to let the crumbs deliberately fall on the floor. It's kosher la'anias. Next.
But if you give it to the
it's not royal achilas sadam. Crumbs are not royal achilas sadam. It's not the way people eat. People don't eat crumbs. People eat pieces of food.
Shalom
aleichem. What?
They throw out bread for the birds.
So
not necessarily crumbs. They throw out all over.
That's not so simple. That's not so simple. That's not. He mentions over here. Okay, we get to later on. He comes over here to another another principle later. And this is the Pesukei Teshuvos. Let's say caterers. Caterers that throw out large amounts of good food. Is that bal tashchis? Are you allowed to do that? So first of all, today Baruch Hashem there are a lot of. I mean, it's not Baruch Hashem. Well, it's not so good. Baruch Hashem they give it away, but unfortunately people don't need it. But let's say there is no one available to take the food. Is a caterer allowed to throw out good food? So basically, he says here that if it costs you more money to dispose of it, distribute it, than it is to than the food itself is worth, then the rules do not apply. So you have a caterer, the meal is over. What is he going to do with it? So there's no one that's available to take it away. So the only way he can dispose of it in a proper way, he would have to ship it, send a car service, do different things. If it's going to cost money, you're going to lose money on the deal by dealing with all the leftover food. That's not called Baal Tashlis. In that situation, you are allowed to dispose of it. So maybe when it comes to the bread, you have leftover bread. The bread is not fresh. What are you going to do with the bread? The bread is not going to be consumed by people. Perhaps then it's not forbidden to give it to the birds. Yud Beis. Hashreisa mayim lo yishe b'fnei rabim ela yapach panim. When you drink a cup of water, you're not allowed to drink it in public. You have to turn your face. Uvishar mashkin ein tzach lapach panim. You're not drinking water. You're drinking other types of drinks, coffee, tea, or a soft drink. You do not need to turn your face. All Mufarshim said they were not machber on this bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, we're not machber. You can drink water, especially today. Water costs more than a soft drink, right? Bottled water is very expensive. So water today is we're not nizra in this. And the art school kids of Shulchan Aruch, who does he bring from? He brings from someone that bizman hazeh, this halacha, for whatever reason, it's not okay. You'll give ein mistaklin b'fnei oichal v'ashoyse derech eretz. Don't stare at people when they're eating. You make them uncomfortable. These are just simple halachas. V'lo b'chelkoy shalafanav. Don't look at a person's portion. Oh, what is he eating? You stare at them. You pass on the street, Avenue J, in the restaurants, and the people are eating the bagel hole. Right, so they all stare. Don't stare back. They're always chewing right in front of your face, and you walk by the bagel hole and sitting on those stools. I never got it. Okay, but it's not right to stare. They can stare at you, but you may not stare back at them.
Ain't a stock room. They are guests in your home.
Right, do not stare at people when they're eating at you. Not to embarrass the person. The servant, if he's serving food that has a fragrance, has a fragrance, you must give. It's a sakana. If a servant he smells delicious food and he's not allowed to partake, he can become ill, and therefore you mechuyif to give him a small piece. Lefi shemazik laadam sheroya lefond of machol shu betzavelo ve'ein oichamenu. So I always wonder what goes on in restaurants. I always wonder what exactly the workers, the waiters, the waitresses.
They're not betzavet to the food that they bring in.
They take it from the back.
Betzavet for the tip.
Obviously they do give them leftovers. They do let them eat from the food they have in stock. I assume they do, but it's not just a matter of do they. It appears here that the Balabais is mechuyev to offer them some of the food because it's not healthy to be in contact with this fragrance.
They eat them
once they do it every single day. They're there every single day. It becomes detestable, right? The people who own the shops, they wouldn't dare eat from them. It's just disgusting to them when they're in contact with it every single day. You get used to it. Lo yitain. Let's go further. This is a very complicated, controversial halacha. You're not allowed to give food to a person unless you know for a fact that he's going to wash his hands and recite the Birchas Hamoitzi. So what do you do when you invite people that are not yet observant? Are you allowed to invite them? So it's a very big problem because this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. So basically, first of all, there are many exceptions. First of all, if you're giving it to a person as a tzedakah, let's say there are people that come, they need handouts, and you're giving them, they come, they want a caterer, right? A caterer wants to give them food, and they have poor people that come, and they're not going to wash, they're not going to make a bracha, they're not going to say Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is their Isa. So are you allowed to be the cause of them being nichshol and not saying Birchas HaMazon? The answer, that's not your problem. That's none of your business. Your business is they're hungry, they're poor, they're unfortunate. Give them what to eat. Birchas Samoz is not your problem. So that's the first exception. Person is poor, tzedakah, you have, don't even take into consideration Netilas Yadayim, Hamotzi, and Birchas Samozim. We're dealing with people that have plenty of what to eat. You want to have some, it's a social opportunity. You want to invite them, come to my meal, we'll serve you a good meal, and you can give them food, and they're not going to wash, they're not going to say Hamotzi, and they're not going to recite Birchas Samozim. It's a big problem. So if it's for Kiruv, another exception. It's all part of the process of maybe introducing them into Yadus, that maybe one day this will inspire them, they'll become religious or more religious. That's another exception, that if it's mutter. But if it's purely social and you're providing them with food, it's a problem. I don't have what? So business could be different because there you're not doing it for no reason, you're doing it because your parnasa. Your parnasa comes first. It's not your problem that they're not going to make brachas. That's another exception. But if it's purely social, it really is a problem. I saw one heter, what you should do is, you should make the bracha in front of them. Even if they don't answer amen, the fact that they're listening to the bracha, shamei ha'koine. So it's before you eat, you say, oh, now, you just make it say, now we're going to eat. You know, I make blessings. So you just say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Make the best bracha you ever made, word for word. And they listen. They listen, even though they don't know what you're saying. They're not answering amen. They recognize you're blessing Hashem for the food. That itself can serve b'di'evit as a blessing for them. When you birchas hamazon, you do the same thing. At least the first bracha. The first bracha, you should say the first bracha. Try to grab their attention. Tell them, I'm now gonna bench. I'm now going to recite grace after the meal. And they'll listen at least for a few moments. That to a certain degree will be for them also the first bracha, which is their Isa. Yeah? Obviously, some of the Gemara, the different pieces of the Gemara, some opinions hold that the first you are their Isa. The first, l'choladeus, is their Isa. Different opinions. The more you can do, the better. So if you do have an urge to have some type of social interaction with an irreligious friend that will never become religious, and it's not your intent, you just like him, you want to get together, this is a solution that is given by the poskim. He brings it down over here. It's a very novel idea. It says a lot about halacha, how to find a solution. Okay, let's go further. Lo yitein isha she'ein ba'al la'ima ein lo lishtos yayin. Okay, these are very bizarre halachas. A woman should not drink wine when her husband is not home. So a woman is not home. They're out of home. Then it's even more important that she should not drink wine even her husband with her. Who adin shar mashkin hamish shakrin beer, anything we can intoxicate. Then you don't have to worry. She can hold her liquor. She can hold the liquor. You need not worry.
Rabbi Blumenkranz is very upset.
Yeah.
He's going on dates and buying
girls drinks wine,
drinks.
And the girl drinks wine.
Oh, any drink, cocktail,
alcoholic beverages. He was very mock. Okay, makes a lot of sense. Certainly, an 18-year-old girl. You don't know if she can hold her liquor. Are you allowed to drink even? Are you allowed to drink alcohol? What's the legal age to drink alcohol? This man has
21.
So it's already a mature woman, 21-year-old. All right. He was very market. Also, what? Assuming it's kosher, you go to a restaurant, an expensive restaurant. A bar, if they go, no, of course. I'm talking to go to a restaurant. If it's not kosher, it's not kosher. It's pasha. We're talking going to a restaurant. If you go to a restaurant, a kosher restaurant has hashkacha, this is kosher wine. Let's go further. Also, lo'archim, lito, klum. Let's go further. Okay, this is in Allah. Also, lo'archim, lito, klum, mimasha, lefneim, litin, biyad, binoy, oibita, shalbal, habayis. Okay, this is a general halacha. Not many people don't know this halacha, or it's just a matter of derech eretz. Right? You're not allowed to become the parents when you're a guest at someone's home. Don't become their parents, the parents of the children. Don't say, "Oh, why don't you eat some of the vegetables, some of the meat, and start giving a portion from your dish to the children of the host?" It's none of your business. You're not raising their children. Let them raise their own children. Don't start taking food from, because you're going to embarrass the parents. Also, l'orchem litan glitan klumi mashal ofnem litan biyad benoy bita shabalabayis ki shem ein labal Bal Habayis Yosef Mima Shehevi Lifnehem, because maybe he does not have more to give the children. The Yispaye Shelo Yelohem Dai, and he is going to be embarrassed that he's not going to have more. If you're going to give your portion to the children, then he's not going to be able to replenish what you've given to the children. He's going to be embarrassed that you are going to walk out of his home hungry, and you're going to go home to your family, and you're going to say, "Can you please serve me dinner? Didn't you have dinner? Well, I gave away my portion to the host's children. So didn't they replenish your portion? No. Oh, they're so cheap. They're so cheap. So it's going to cause problems. Therefore, don't get into any trouble. That's what they give you. Just eat what they give you. Don't become the Baal Habayis. Avlum
Yesh. There wasn't enough food, so the mother told the kids, don't take the meat.
So
then she brought ice cream to the table, and the kid says, "Okay, can I have ice cream?" He says,
"You need the meat. You're not going to get dessert." Very clever. Avlim yesh mukhan harbe. However, if there is plenty of food, then you can do what you want. It's still not necessarily a good idea to meddle into the parenting skills of your host. Yudches hanichnas lebayis lo yamar tenu li lechol ad sheyomru loyhem. Don't go and make demands. Let the people who are serving, let them come forward and give you. Also, lechol misuda sheina maspekes livaleha shezeu avak gezel. Do not eat from a meal which is not enough for the owners. In other words, shezeu avak gezel afapin shabalabayis mazminu lechol. If you know that the host is poor and does not have enough food for himself and for you, and you force yourself upon him, I have no way to eat. Can you please invite me to your home to eat? And you know that he's going to have to give up some of the food that he would normally eat for himself. That is gezel avak gezel, even though he's giving it to you. So it's not technically gezel. He gave it to you as a gift, but since he would not otherwise have done so, you're really taking away what's not rightfully yours, and that's avagez. Avu oven godol, umenadvarim shekosho lo shuvaleim. How are you going to do tshuva? How can you ever go and return to a person the fact that he was hungry, had hunger pangs for a period of time? Next, yitess. Also, lot says, mimukam olakudim shivarach. Birchas hamozen. Now we get some serious halachas. You're not allowed to leave the place until you bench. You're not allowed to change locations. You're welcome. Wherever you were eating, you're not allowed to go to another room to bench somewhere else. It's not ideal, even if you plan on coming back. I'm going to go out now and come back because you may never come back. Of our v'yotza, let's say you did not listen, you left the yotza.
Don't people do that? Shal
Shulish,
wash and eat in the house, and then they go.
Okay, so he's going to discuss that. He's going to be, it's your usual kavana. But if a person sits down, his intent is to eat the entire meal here in this location, and then in the middle of the meal you want to change locations, you should not do so. Let's say, Avar V'yotza, let's say you did not follow the rules, you planted your entire meal on the dining room table, you got up and you left, Bein Shu Gomer Sudasa B'mokam Shu Hu Sham, Bein Shu Gheze L'kan Ligmar Sudasai. Now, first of all, you don't need to make another birchas hamotzi. If you go eat somewhere else, if I start off my meal in this location, and then all of a sudden I get a call, can you come over to my house? Can you come over and I'm in the middle of eating? So then you'll finish eating by us. So when you go to a new location, you do not make a new birchas hamotzi. Since you did not bench, you're still in the middle of the meal, even though you're changing locations, it's not the right thing to do. When you kavei yisudah, but b'di'evet, if you change locations, you do not make another birchas hamotzi. If you no, you lechatchila. Let's see. No, you lechatchila. You're right. You really should. Okay. Okay, let's. We'll go through some of the details in a moment. Let's just see a moment. Let's get the basic halacha. So, bein shuchoyz lekan ligmasul ein etzach lachs levecha motzi dekevin shukavas udas alapas afal pi sheshina mikoyim mikol makoyim nechshav akol lusudachas kisim one. It's kisim one meal. Rak sheyizol lechol lechalapachas kizayis pas makom sheyvarch birchas hamotzin. Now, this is important. If you do change locations, then you should eat in the new location a new kizayis of bread, in order that when you make the birchas hamotzin, the birchas hamazon should also go on the kazayis of bread that you ate in the new locations. Avol b'shor dvarim eino kein. When it comes, avol b'shor dvarim.
On eating.
I'm not sure what that means. I didn't notice this. We'll see what that means. Ein, le'el, simen, gimel. Okay, let's leave that out for now.
Because
everything depends on the bread. Okay, now there are other details. Okay, he refers over here. Okay, the only time you're allowed to leave in the middle of a meal is where there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah iveris. We'll leave the details. I want to just finish up the simon. We'll come maybe do the details maybe next time. Let's just finish up the simon because it's very late. If you are part of a group and some of the people leave, as long as one person remains behind, the group is still considered there, and the appropriate thing is for Zimun. And if when they come back, they can still bench together Birchas HaZimun, as long as one person remains behind, it's considered they're still eating together, and you can make Birchas HaZimun. Chaf Aleph? 72 minutes. 72 minutes would be ready past the Zman, the equal. No longer is the food being digested. The food that you've eaten, the Birchas HaMazon, cannot be considered to relate to the food that you've eaten. After 72 minutes in Halacha, it's considered the food has been digested, and it's too late to recite Birchas HaMazon. Chaf Aleph. In Bishas Birchas HaMazon, Yechoy Sadai to Lelechas Ach. Here's the case. If when you made Birchas, everything we learned until now is going in a situation where your Kavan was in this location, and then suddenly you get a phone call, you have to go to a new location. So then, B'diyavid, L'chatil, you should not go. B'diyavid, if you go, you can go, but you L'chatil should eat more food when you get to that new location, at least eat bread, and you do not recite a new Birchas HaMotzi. But if L'chatchila, your Kavanah was, when you start the meal, M'shas Birchas HaMotzi, Chayis HaDayit HaLechas, Achakach L'Beis Acher, Ligmar Sham Sudaso, Ulovorech Sham, and to bench there Birchas HaMazon, then it's Mutal L'chatchila. Many people do this on Purim. They start out eating their Sudas Purim in one place, and they finish it in a new place. And they have Kavanah, and the reason why it's good is because when they start at the meal, L'chatchila, they're planning, I'm going to start at home, I'm going to go to my parents, I'm going to go to my in-laws, and therefore, I'm in the middle, therefore it's no problem.
So the person goes from one, let's say, simcha to another.
Yeah, as long as your kavanah is, I'm going to start, very good idea, interesting idea, you're saying you're going to go to two weddings in one night, right? You have two weddings in the Williamsburg, they're near each other, around the corner. So I'll start the meal in one location, I'll have kavanah, I'm going to finish the next, that's mutter. That's as long as your kavanah was to do so when you started your first meal. No hagim lahater. V'tzach lizor lechel gam sham. But of course, even though it's mutar lechatchila because that was your original kavanah, but you have to have kavanah to make sure you eat a kezayis pas in the new location. Lechel gam sham lechol pachos kezayis pas. Ein lasos kein el leisat tzorich lisuudas mitzvah. Only you should not do the lechatchila. Only when you need to do so, and it's also for the purpose of a mitzvah. Chabez ha mispadel b'sech hasuda kishachoyz lechel ein tzorich levarich oir hamotzi. Let's say you're mafsik. We're davening in the middle. You do not need to make new Birchas HaMotzi. V'chein in Yoshem Mesech, let's say the person falls asleep. In Mesech HaSuda, Shnas Arai, a temporary sleep, Avbi Shen Nimshach, is Zman Leimikri Hefzik, it's okay. V'chein in Hefzik, Meshur Divri Rishus, Gagoyin Shehut Shuch, Limekar Persis, Gagoyin Sakis, Chuyen Tzvedover, Mikol Mokom, Mikol Elu, Boy, Nitil Shidayim, Mechodosh, Mishum, Dahavi, Hesach Hadas, so that we discuss the different machloikis between the Mishnah Berura and the Kitz of Shulchan Aruch. If you have to make a new Birchas on the Tilas Yodayim, then the Kitz Shulchan Aruch says that you don't, the Mishnah Berurah says that you do. For some reason, the Olam does not make another, the Minhag Olam is not to make a new Netilas Yodayim when you go to the Beis Akisei. You just wash and say Asher Yotzar. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, Mikra Adin, a person really should wash again and make a new Netilas Yodayim. But you do not make a new Birchas HaMoitzi. Ella in Cain, Shamar Yodov. But if you go to a Beis Akisei for Ketanim, and your hands are very clean, certainly you do not, and you're careful, you do not make a new Netilas Yodayim according to all opinions. Ach lo yivarech al hanatila ki mishum hesach hadas ein mivarech malatila. Just hesach hadas, you don't make a natila. You only make a nunun natila if your hands become filthy dirty. Then miikir hadin, you do need to make a nunun natila sudaim. Chav gimel mishugamar sudasa v'nasan daitu lavarech b'chas amazon im choyz zavrat zalecha o yilishtois yesh b'zeh harbei chluk edinim lini nabrachas al ken yesh dom noya mizeh el miyor kishnasan daitu lavarech b'chas amazon yivarech b'chas amazon. This is very common halacha. If you say, bring out the Mayim Achronin, that according to all opinions, you're finished. Once you open up your mouth, you finish the meal, and you finish dessert, and you say, let's bench. Or you say, bring out the Mayim Achronim, you've reached a point beyond return. You cannot eat anymore. If you want to eat more, you need to go and make new brachas.
So if you're sitting at a table like a wedding, it always happens all the time. Yeah. If people want a bench. You're
I'll answer. Stay.
Yeah.
Want you for Mizum.
Yes.
So you'll answer the Mizum.
Right.
In your mind, you're saying
you do not make new brachas. Absolutely not. You do not make new brachas when you finish them. That's not called benching. If you respond to a Mizum that does not constitute birchas hamazon, that does not constitute the end of your meal, and you do not need to make a new bracha when you resume eating after they finish benching. We're discussing when you're at home and you think the meal is over and you actually say, let's just say you think, and you say, let's bench, and especially if you're the host, you're the balabais, and then that's, you're finished. You have then you if you want to eat more food, you will have to make new broccoli for the bread.
Even though you want interruption, it says, wait a minute, honey, I'm bringing out the cake.
First of all, you should know cake is a machlekes apayis if you make a bari name is zonos on cake. It's a very complicated halachic dilemma. Do you make a bari name is zonos on cake? The different dinim, different mitzvot. What does anyone have a set minuk? If you make a mizonos, Rav Moshe says you don't. Rav Moshe, I believe that Bisman has said the minig is not everyone, but many people do not make a mizonos on cake, on dessert cake. Fruit, yes. Fruit, ice cream, anything that's shahakal or hadam or eats, you do make a bracha for dessert. But mizonos, you don't make a bracha because Bisman has said we consider mizonos to be a staple of the meal. Dessert is part of the meal. It's not just a dessert. It's more to it. Not everyone agrees to that. Some people hold that even mizonos, Zman HaZeh, depends. I guess it depends on your style of eating. It's not considered to be part of the meal. It's just something, just like an appetizer at the end of the meal. Okay, so there are different opinions. If you make a bari b'nei mizonos on cake, but if you decide that you want to finish, you finished, and you say let's bench, then you have to bench. If you're a guest at someone's home, then there are more lenient grounds because you're not in charge. The ones who are in charge are the balabais. So you're dependent upon them. A husband is a guest in his wife's home, right? So it all depends. Okay, there are more to it, but we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll do some more halachas. We have to do the shiurim and halachas. We'll pick up next time. We'll stop.